Ash Wednesday is one of those days on the church calendar that is not actually a holy day of obligation. Nobody has to be here. Nobody leave if you didn't know that. If you're here, that's good. I hope it's great that you're here, and you don't have to be here, but it's amazing. Everywhere I've been, Ash Wednesday is one of those days where you're not required to go to church, and yet it fills our churches. People are calling all week asking, now when is Ash Wednesday services? And I want to make sure that I'm there, and I want to get my ashes. And I hope it's more than just we get something. I don't know exactly how exciting it is to get ashes, that would be what draws people. As I look at this, especially my time at the University of Kansas, the campus center at St. Lawrence, bigger than Christmas, bigger than Easter, bigger than any other feast day, is Ash Wednesday. We can't hardly schedule enough masses. And I had always kind of wondered, why is that? I think there's something very deep in all of our hearts that as much as we try to put on a good appearance, try to pretend that everything is okay, that everything is just going fine, deep down we know that things are not all okay. All of us interiorly know that we're broken. We need help. And if we're going to turn things around, we need an opportunity to say, okay, this is the day. I've got to make some changes. You know, we try to do that at New Year's, but that's just an arbitrary day, and it's one day, and maybe we get some good thoughts in our mind on, you know, December 31st, and then by January 2nd or 3rd, it's all out the window, because there's nothing really special about flipping our calendar over. But today, we do get that day that we all need, that is meaningful, when we're able to say, it's time to make some changes. And I think that's maybe what makes this day so special. It's a day on which all of us together have the courage to say, all right, today is the day when we turn things around. I love our reading today that says, now is a very acceptable time. We're all longing for that time when we can say, yes, I can be better, I will do it, and God will help us. And today is that very acceptable time. I think that's why we have, even amidst our fasting and penance, we're almost joyful to begin. How many times do we say, I need Lent? As we find ourselves stuck in our sins and our passions and our vices, we almost look forward to say, I'm ready for Lent. I need it to purify me so I can turn things around. What a beautiful day this really is then, as we begin this special season of preparation for that new beginning that we all need. The sign of our repentance are the ashes that we receive today, reminding us that in fact we are dust. We were made from nothing. Everything we are comes from God, and we take nothing with us when we go. To dust we shall return. For all the great wealth and beauty and power, everything we have that is so wonderful in this country, it's all dust. We take none of it with us. And that too can be a great sign of consolation today. Because ultimately we know that those things don't satisfy. Our health, our bodies, power, wealth, prestige, we know that all that's fleeting. Today we have the courage to name that and claim it and say, I know all that passes away. In the time of pagan Rome, whenever the emperor would lead a parade through the street and he would receive great praise by all the people and he's paraded with great heraldry, he also had a servant whose sole job was to walk behind the emperor, whispering to him as he went, remember you are dust. Dust you shall return. That was the servant's whole job, just to keep repeating that in the emperor's ear as he went down the road to all this acclaim. Today, God gives us a chance to be reminded of what is ultimately a beautiful truth, that we in this world are passing away. Our home is not here. We are made for heaven. So today we rejoice on this day in which, yes, we fast, we abstain from meat. We begin our penance. But we also do so with a little bit of rejoicing. We are glad for the arrival of this day. For today is a very acceptable time.